BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A weekend of clashes between pro-democracy activists and Hong Kong police has ended after 2 days of violent confrontations. On Sunday, tear gas was fired at protesters outside the Chinese government's official headquarters in the city centre. The crisis, sparked by a now-dropped extradition bill, is in its eighth week. In Brazil, police special forces have deployed to a remote part of the Amazon where an indigenous leader is reported to have been killed by gold miners. Officials have confirmed there had been a death, but said the circumstances were unclear. The protection of the Amazon has been cut back since President Jair Bolsonaro took office. The first day of campaigning for the presidential election in Afghanistan has been marred by an attack by suspected Islamist militants. The running mate of President Ashraf Ghani was one of those injured when a bomb was detonated in the north of the capital, Kabul. It's not known who was responsible for the blast. Myanmar and Bangladesh have agreed to continue talks about the return of thousands of Rohingya Muslims. They left Myanmar after a military campaign and have been unwilling to go back despite a repatriation deal. The Rohingya say they need to have their rights guaranteed first. Nigerian officials say Boko Haram militants carried out an attack that killed more than 20 people in the northeast on Saturday. It and other Islamist groups have intensified their attacks in Nigeria. The White House has sought to defend President Trump's abusive comments about a leading African-American congressman and his mainly black district. Mr. Trump's acting chief of staff said the comments had been hyperbolic but not racist, and that he had attacked Elijah Cummings because of his criticism of the administration. And the Tour de France is in Paris with the Colombian cyclist Egan Bernal at the head of the peloton. His lead will not be challenged during the final stage, at the end of which he will become the first Colombian to win the race. Many fellow nationals have gathered in the capital for the celebrations. BBC World Service News.